what up?
Hello.
Somerville. What up, Medford? You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Subjectively Objective. Good morning.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Facts. Good morning, Pierce. How you doing?
Excellent.
How are you holding up for finals?
I'm all right. I just started.
Good. Good looks. I'm stressed beyond belief. I honestly am so nervous, but whatever.
Here's not the time.
Exactly. This is my happy spot. Let's jam out right now. You ready?
Yeah. Let's kick it off first with a nice PSA.
Yeah.
Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our town west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision in June of 2013. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Thursday, May 5th from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. That's today at the Belmont Public Library, 336 Concord Ave in Belmont. For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. That is a public service announcement from yours truly.
Well done, buddy.
All right, so we just got some jams for you guys today. Is that the case? Is that good?
I dig it.
You're good?
I can mess with it.
All right.
I kind of want to just listen to music and relax.
So,
what's the first one on the list?
I got a couple of songs I guess I'll start off with. First one being a classic from the 90s. The Pioneers of Hip Hop, A Tribe Called Quest.
Ah.
This is off the Low End Theory, which is an incredible album. Huge, influential album from 91. So, hope you guys enjoy this song.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this to catch the size of the I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded, ejaculation. Right on the 2-inch tape, the abstract poet incognito runs the cape, not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions out to work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking R&B, cause they try to dupe me. All the best of the back, but they can't do rap. It's abstract, original. You can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
I used to smoke the weed out. At least I heed my homie. Used to say I had to be out. Scheming on the 50s with with the crazy booming back buns, pushing all the real hard just so we can have the big fun. When I left Marucci, I was boulevard status, battling an MC was when Tip was at his maddest. It was one MC after one MC. What the world could they be wanting to see from little old me? Do I have the formula to save the world, or was it just because I used to swipe the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This by all my brothers, I was all up with my man did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're feeble. I go out with the strongies and I separate the eagles. It's your brain against my mind, my nose about to boot out. Or your nasty kid is, even though you see I'm bug out.
That was Bugging Out by a Tribe Called Quest. That's one of their classics, I guess. As we know, 5 Foot Assassin, he just passed away recently, which is very upsetting. He's actually one of my favorite members.
Rest in
peace.
He's
got a great voice. Next song is one from Steven. Steven, you want to talk about the song that you chose?
Or actually, I have an idea. Why don't we play it and then I'll talk about it after?
All right. Hit play.
Hold on. Bear with me. Wait, did you change the... Sorry. Time to go. There we go.
What was that, Steven? That was pretty good.
That was a song by a band whose name is kind of explicit.
We didn't hear anything you said because you weren't by the microphone.
I will repeat that. That is a song by a band whose name is kind of explicit. So I'm not going to say their name. And I just call the song Erickson the Second, but the actual name, I have to read what it says. Hold on. Ronald Gregory Erickson the Second. Is that right? Yeah, that's what it said there. People just call it Erickson the Second. So I don't know much about this band. This was kind of like a test run for me. But I listened to them yesterday. I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and she was like, yo, check this band out. And I was like, all right. And I tell you guys the name, but I literally cannot say it on air. Like, the name is inappropriate. But they're really chill. They're just, like, kind of a mellow band. And I don't know. I guess it's just a very fun song to play. It's very relaxing. It's got a really groovy beat. That's all I can say about them. I'm as much in the know as you are.
Well, so. I was digging it. Cool. Next song is going to also go back in time a little bit. I'm going to the 80s. You either love them or hate them. I'm playing the Smiths. This is actually, this is a funny song because they just, it's one of those things where you just like kind of know it's not good, but for some reason it's just like contagious.
Yeah.
And that's what Morrissey is. Morrissey's contagious. His pathos is presented in a jovial way. It's just a contagious way of playing music. And this song is just great. So I'm going to play this song. You're either going to love or hate this song.
Job, and heaven knows.
Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths. I was digging it. I don't know if Steven was digging it as much, but that's all right.
No. You put me on the spot. It's not... Okay, I definitely don't like it, but I understand the appeal because it's like very, you know, I'm happy, but I'm not lyrics, and the upbeat beat is... contradicting the lyrics, and while the lyrics aren't good, I guess.
How are you not taken away by everything?
I listened to a lot of Smiths when I was a kid. Wait, let me finish that sentence.
That's kind of depressing.
Not because I needed to, but because my dad was into the Smiths, which is also a questionable thing, and would play it in the car. So basically, my opinion is I get the appeal, not for me.
That's understandable. They're a great band. They were only around for 5 years. But they've been some pretty good stuff. I guess it's questionable. It's kind of like, I don't know, it reminds me of Oasis. There's a lot of people who absolutely hate Oasis.
I hate Oasis. I just don't like...
Can't hear you.
I hate Oasis.
See, like, there's a perfect example, because I love Oasis. But, like, a lot of people hate Oasis. It's kind of not really a middle ground. I think the Smiths is not very much of a middle ground, at least for people I have talked to or know. But anyway, next song is Steven's song. Steven, what do we got?
We've got a little Marvin Gaye. I don't want to reveal the song yet, but a little Marvin Gaye, take you in the mood. Here we go.
Yeah.
Steven, I think I'm going to kill you for playing that song.
Yeah, so my rationale behind that one was, you know, I was chilling, doing some homework, listening to a study playlist, and it came on shuffle, and it actually, okay, all right, don't make fun
of me. Where are you going with this?
Okay, just listen, just hear me out. Very good study music. Very Marvin Gaye, you know, in general. I know there's a sexual undertone, but like also just quite good for studying. I'm just going
to
throw that
out. All right, whether that's euphemism or not, I'll leave that to you guys, but I guess you could take it in that form.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that. All right, next song is another rap classic from a nice rap group called The Roots.
Roots.
This is a little rendition. The original had Erykah Badu. This has Jill Scott, I believe. Anyway, classic, and great drumming by Questlove by the end.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, no matter when I get home, get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock, now she in my world like hip hop, and keep telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some
another lonely night. Seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mic. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep it tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty. Psych, I'm playing, boo. Oh, it's just with you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats be bopping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, need so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill. No doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool. Black, if something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where the whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins.
If you're worried about when I've been on who I saw, what club I went to with my homie, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you're worried about when I've been on who I saw, what club I went to with my homie, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you're worried about when I've been on who I saw,
Great song, You Got Me by The Roots, featuring Erykah Badu in the original. I think that was not featuring her, but anyway, great song.
Good song, but I want to know which rapper took that sample.
Who sampled that song?
Who sampled that song?
I don't know.
No, I just heard someone... Ugh.
That maybe that is it.
No, that's the rap not it. Song. No, I know that one. No. Okay, but all right, next one. Am I next?
Yes, you're next.
Wait, what song's next on the playlist?
This great song from 2012 off of Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, a great song. We had to find y'all a clean version. But it's
yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
That's part of the regulations.
That's part of the rules. Wow. All right, so this is Kendrick Lamar. He's my second favorite rapper after J. Cole. But people can make the argument that he is or will be the best rapper of all time. Whether you believe that or not, you have to admit that he's both good and raps about real things. There's the difference between Kendrick and a lot of rappers now is that his selling point isn't flow or a skill, although he has good flow and is skilled. It's more actual subtext of raps and what they're about. And this one's about the vices of alcohol. So let's hit it, Pierce. Let's hit it.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up. Filling up my cup, I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse at my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. Then apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Alright, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang. Hop out. Do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots. Bang. Alright, you ride. Bang. One chopper, 100 shots. Bang.
I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool
shot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Swimming Pools, Drank by Kendrick Lamar.
That's like his most, not his most popular.
No, I'd say it was definitely like his biggest.
It was his like popular, you know, you could play this one in a bar mitzvah banger.
And kids would not know at all what they're saying. They think they'd be, actually the irony is people would use the song in a completely different way.
Yeah.
And like praise drinking and having partying.
This one's about drowning in the vices and the trials and tribulations of alcohol. So,
and also trying to escape. Like he talked about trying to fit in, and he said there's like a myriad of different ways to do it.
My favorite part, real quick, before we go to the next one, is when he's like, it's his like conscious speaking.
Yeah,
that's genius. Genius.
Second verse starting with the conscience.
So good,
and then him like defying it or whatever. He's like, because like he's obviously in an inebriated state. I don't know. He's just, that's why Kendrick's like, that's the
Kendrick,
best. Because like even his best songs has so much to it, and he just has that perfect combo. I don't know how he has that ability to stay mainstream while talking about serious issues that a lot of unpopular rappers would. If that makes any sense, but
makes total sense.
Next song is completely different. It's actually an angst-filled.
Yeah.
Incredible song by My Chemical Romance.
Teenage Years.
Off of their big album, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. This is not one of their more popular songs, but it's still a lot of energy to it. Great song.
Leave it, you can't understand.
That was Thank You for the Venom by one of my all-time favorites, angst-filled punk rock New Jersey band My Chemical Romance.
They're from New Jersey?
Yeah, baby.
Where in New Jersey?
I think from around Jersey City or Newark is where they were based.
Wow, I did not know that.
They are a New Jersey band. What'd you think, Steven? Does it do it for you?
No. Wait, listen. I don't hate My Chemical Romance. This song wasn't that bad, actually. Some of the, like, I don't like this Teenagers. Sounds, I don't like...
Well, those are, like, the most popular songs.
Yeah, so this is fine. It's good. It's an okay
message.
Well,
this gives you an idea. This actually is a very similar song to most of the songs off of this album. So this is the energy they pretty much provide this entire album.
I don't like the guitar solo and sound of the guitar.
That's fair.
It's like it's almost like heavy metal, but not. It's very electric sounded. It's not, but it kind of has an artificial sound. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, the next song is yours.
So the next song I'm gonna speak about for a little bit. It's called Lost in the Supermarket. This song is a metaphor for my life. It's an old song by one of the founders of British and all punk rock. They're amazing. They changed this niche of music forever.
What band is this, Steven?
This band is The Clash. And I love this song so much. My dad showed it to me when I was like 8 or 9, and it's been my top 3 favorite songs of all time. And so this one is all about the message, and you have to take obviously the sound with a grain of salt because they're kind of old, but it's still fantastic. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm lost.
Good song.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I like Clash-esque bands. So
yeah.
I just never heard that song. It's also really, yeah, it's really good.
You know, the band that looks up to the Clash the most, do you know?
Which band?
Green Day is obsessed with the Clash.
That's funny. They're, you can,
like,
see that.
Yeah. They derive, like, everything they do is derived from the Clash.
All right. Next song is by Neil Young, and when he was working with Crazy Horse. This song is incredible. Lyrics, again, like the previous song, are incredible and referenced in many different ways, unfortunately. One of them being in Kurt Cobain's suicide note, which gave Neil Young a lot of stick. But nonetheless, the song is incredible. That was My. Hey. Out of the Blue by Neil Young. Great song. Next song's from my favorite band group, Love. It's like the most upbeat song ever. Hope you enjoy. Also, Group Love, basically everyone's involved in the band equally, which is like their best part about them, a great dynamic. In this song, their guitarist Andrew Wesson sings. It's the only time he does, and he sounds great. That was Spun by Group Love. We're going to squeeze in a banger by Kanye West off of, without a doubt in our minds, the best album he's made.
No question, is my favorite.
One of the best rap albums of all time, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
It's a banger, just hit it. Just hit it, baby.
Woo! I love it though. You know? Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin. You my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but you done learned a lot from Satan. Anina did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight I need some consummation. May the Lord forgive us, may the gods be with us. In that magic hour, I seen good Christians make brass decisions. Oh, she do it, what happened to religion? Oh, she lose it, she putting on her makeup. She casually a lord, text message breakups. The casualty of tour, how she gon' wake up? And that love me no more, I thought I was that. I guess it's rubbing off, hood phenomenon. The LeBron rhyme, hard to be humble when you stunting on a jumbotron. I'm looking at her like, this what you really wanted, huh? Why we arguing anyway? Oh, I forgot it's summertime. Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. I know I'm preaching to the congregation. We love Jesus, but she done learned a lot from Satan. Satan. Me and did a lot of waiting. We ain't married, but tonight it needs a consummation. When the sun go down, it's the magic hour. The magic hour. And out of all the colors that'll fill up the skies, you got green on your mind, I can see it in your eyes. Why you standing there with your face screwed up? Don't leave while you're hot, that's how May screwed up. Throwing stuff around the whole place screwed up. Maybe I should call May so he could pray for us. I hit the Jamaican spot at the bar, take a seat. I ordered your jerk, she said you are what you eat. You see, I always loved a sense of humor. But tonight you should have seen how quiet the room was. The Leor Cone, a Dior Ohm, that's Dior Ohm, that Dior homie. The Crip Scarface, could it be more Tony? You love me for me, could you be more phony? Put your hands to the constellation. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation. I've said a word to me this evening. Cat got your
Thank you.
That was, we had to cut this one short because we're running out of time.
But this is Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks, guys.
I was going to say tune in. Yeah, turn.
Dying days, I walk a ghost town, used to be my city. I seen a whole seen him crying with the Mother Mary all these dying days.